You're listening to SBS News.
In southwestern Sydney, the team at Lakemba Fire Station are getting ready for an afternoon of in-home safety checks. New South Wales Fire and Rescue Community Safety Coordinator Andrew Walker is briefing his team before they begin knocking on doors.
Key messaging for today, do they have a working smoke alarm? Okay, so there's three things we need to worry about that. Has it been checked recently? It's firstly a very, very important one. Is it in date? It may still work, but it could be 12 years old, but it had a 10-year use-by period. In that case, we'd look to probably replace it anyway. And is it in the correct position? They may have one in the house, but if it's in a poor position, we may put another one up or possibly move the one they have.
The firefighters have chosen this area for a good reason. There have been more than 510 home fires in New South Wales so far this year, as well as 13 deaths and 51 injuries. A lot of those incidents have happened right here in southwestern Sydney, one of the most culturally diverse regions in Australia. Station officer Brendan Ford tells us about one incident last week on the same Lakemba Street they're now checking for safety.
It was a toddler put a beanbag onto a heater. So we recommend everyone keeps everything at least 1 meter from a heater. Unfortunately, this instance, it didn't happen and it did catch a light. Luckily, the parents were there. They had a working smoke alarm in the property.
But as they go from door to door, it quickly becomes clear that a lot of people in this street don't have working smoke alarms. And as firefighter Demi-Lee Warrid found, some people that do have them in the wrong place altogether.
So I knocked on the door first to see if the occupant was home, and I said, we're just doing safety visits in the area. Would you like me to come in and check if the smoke alarms that are there work? She said, yep. So I noticed that there was only one in the kitchen area and none in the hallways where the bedrooms were. So I said, I can install one if you'd like. And she said, sure. Well, generally you wouldn't have one in the kitchen because if you burn stuff, it's always going to go off. But you definitely want to have one near the bedrooms because we can't smell when we're asleep. And the only thing that would wake us up would be the alarm going off.
As they move from home to home, the team isn't just looking for working smoke alarms. Senior firefighter Kate Faith says they watch out for a whole range of other potentially deadly fire hazards that a lot of people might not even realise exist.
Some of the main hazards are things being too close to the heater, not cleaning the lint out of your dryer. That needs to be done before or after every single use, and don't leave it on when you leave the house. Keep looking when cooking. That's over 50% of our house fires are starting in the kitchen from people walking away from their stoves. We also don't want to be using our wheat bags in bed. Wheat bags have caused serious injuries to people from overheating. Electric blankets, don't sleep with them on, and make sure you give them a really good check before you pull them out each winter. And lastly, overloaded power boards. People putting double adapters on power boards, or even many people don't know that a heater should always be plugged into a wall socket. They draw a really large amount of power, and that could overload a power board really easily.
Across the state, the number of home fires has actually decreased this year. But in this cold and wet winter, the number of deaths and injuries from those fires have risen. New South Wales Fire and Rescue Assistant Commissioner of Community Safety, Trent Curtin, says his team wants to make sure there are no more fatalities this year, but getting the message across can be difficult.
We know that people who are older, people who are younger, people from lower socioeconomic areas, and sometimes people who don't speak English as a first language can be a barrier to receiving our fire safety information. We've seen a range of risks this season, and it's not necessarily linked to particular cultures, but unfortunately with cost pressures on families, we see people bringing outdoor heating into homes or bringing barbecues and cooking equipment into homes. And unfortunately, that creates additional risk to our community.
It's not a problem limited to New South Wales. There have been more than 1,000 home fires around the country this year. Victoria has had 10 deaths in home fires. Western Australia has had 5, and South Australia and Tasmania have had 1 each. In Victoria, the state's fire rescue has come up with another way to teach fire safety to at-risk communities through a program called Flames for Teens. Fire Rescue Victoria's Deputy Commissioner for Community Safety, Michelle Young, says they've found children and teenagers are often the best messengers in migrant communities.
The Flames program looks at the teens because we find that lots of immigrants don't speak English, and we find that the children or the younger generation are bilingual. So not only can they absorb the information better, but then they pass it on and implement it to the families and to their parents and grandparents. Recently, a fire in Melbourne, and it, thank God it didn't turn into a fire fatality, of alarm activating and the kids actually grabbing the parents saying, that's our smoke alarm going off, what's happening? And getting the parents to evacuate the house and call 000. So it does work.
The program teaches teens about fire prevention and how to react in case of an emergency, but it also helps familiarise them with firefighters.
Culturally, we look at fire quite differently across the world. Other cultures use fire for cooking and, you know, open fires for cooking, where we tend not to try and do that. We also like to engage because, you know, we can seem intimidating in a black uniform coming into people's homes if there is a fire. We're coming from some countries that they see people in uniform and they are inherently scared. So we need to make sure that they understand that, you know, firefighters are good people and are there to help them and save them, and that they can reach out and talk to us.
The message from firefighters is clear. These are all small steps that could prevent a big tragedy. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.